Today, financial giants Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse have agreed to pay a combined $12.5 billion in a deal reached with the U.S. government. The banks were accused of peddling the toxic debt that played a big role in the American financial crisis back in 2008. And just for good measure, the Justice Department says it's also suing Barclays for fraud. Mike Regan is here. He's a senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
So, at least for Deutsche Bank, this settlement could have been much, much worse. Tell us about the deals.
Right. It's a very big deal for Deutsche Bank because they're only paying $7.2 billion. And I know that sounds like a lot, but originally the Justice Department was demanding $14 billion. And that amount was so large that it started to raise questions about whether Deutsche Bank would actually be able to pay the fine and still be able to pay off its bondholders on time. So that became a very much a source of agita in financial markets. And this basically relieves that a big cloud of concern over Deutsche Bank.
Well, like many things these days, there is a Donald Trump connection here. There were some concerns about a conflict of interest that the president-elect would have with Deutsche Bank because it has lent him a lot of money over the years, including for that old post office development in Washington, D.C. What about that? Does this close the book on that conflict of interest potential?
Yeah, right. It's not a good, juicy financial story unless Trump is involved somehow. But yeah, basically the Trump organization owes Deutsche Bank about $30 million in debt. And the way it was structured was that Donald Trump himself made a personal pledge. In other words, if you know the organization could not pay off, then the loan would be backed by him personally. And what Deutsche Bank is trying to do is restructure the debt to get rid of that personal pledge and therefore reduce any perceived conflict of interest between the loan and his presidency. And you know that's underway now. The bank is saying basically it doesn't believe it'll receive preferential treatment from Trump after he takes office. But obviously it wants to, you know, get rid of any appearance of conflict of interest.
Yeah. Well, you know, these banks have a lot of money in reserve. I'm reading that Deutsche Bank has $220 billion in reserve funds. So, you know, this is really is a drop in the bucket. But is there, you know, is it safe to say that these agreements actually are good for the banks? Let them move on with their lives, so to speak?
Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made that they are good. Not only, you know, settling them, allowing the banks to move on, but also, you know, it basically forces banks to try to prevent this type of thing from happening again. But that said, the bankers in many cases do have some valid complaints. If you remember back to the financial crisis, many of the big banks agreed to take over other firms that were basically on the verge of bankruptcy. And, you know, many of these deals were sort of shotgun marriages, either encouraged or outright brokered by the government. And then later the government turned around and demanded big penalties from the banks for behavior of these banks that they took over basically as a favor for the government. So, you know, the banks are a little, you know, Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan especially has made that point saying, look, you know, there is a little bit of sour grapes over that.
Yeah. Probably also worth noting that we're just in the final weeks of the Obama administration. So perhaps him trying to cement his legacy here, putting this chapter in the United States behind us. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks and happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Peter. You too.